If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the sixth section of our bar exam study course, focusing on other crimes against persons. This segment covers a range of offenses, including assault and battery, kidnapping and false imprisonment, and sex offenses like rape and statutory rape. Understanding these crimes is essential for legal professionals, as they frequently arise in criminal law. As we explore these crimes, remember that your understanding of these offenses is crucial in your journey to becoming a skilled legal professional who can effectively advocate for justice and protection of individual rights. Let's delve into the details of each category. 1. Assault and battery. Assault. Definition and elements. Assault is an intentional act by one person that creates an apprehension in another of an imminent harmful or offensive contact. It involves an attempt or threat to inflict bodily harm upon another. Intention and apprehension. The key element in assault is the intention to cause apprehension of harmful or offensive contact. The victim must have a reasonable apprehension of imminent harm. Types of assault. Assault can be either simple or aggravated. Simple assault involves minor injury or a limited threat of violence, while aggravated assault involves the use of a weapon or the intent to commit a serious crime, like rape or murder. Battery. Definition and elements. Battery is the intentional and wrongful physical contact with another person without their consent. Unlike assault, battery requires actual physical contact. Intent and contact. The key elements include the intent to make contact and the harmful or offensive nature of the contact. The contact does not need to cause injury or pain to qualify as battery. Examples and application. Examples include hitting another person, spitting on someone, or unwanted sexual touching. 2. Kidnapping and false imprisonment. Kidnapping. Definition and elements. Kidnapping is the unlawful transportation and confinement of a person against their will. It involves taking or moving someone to another place without their consent and with the intent to deprive them of their liberty. Aggravated kidnapping. This usually involves kidnapping with additional elements, such as kidnapping for ransom, kidnapping with the intent to harm or kill, or kidnapping during the commission of another crime. Jurisdictional issues. Kidnapping often involves crossing state lines, which can make it a federal offense, subject to federal jurisdiction and penalties.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
False imprisonment. Definition and elements. False imprisonment is the unlawful restraint of a person's freedom of movement. It involves intentionally restricting another person's ability to move freely without legal authority. Distinction from kidnapping. Unlike kidnapping, false imprisonment does not necessarily involve moving the victim to another location. It can occur in the place where the victim is initially found. Examples and application. Examples include locking someone in a room without their consent, physically restraining someone from leaving, or detaining someone with unjust legal authority. 3. Sex offenses, rape and statutory rape. Rape. Definition and elements. Rape is a serious sex offense involving non-consensual sexual intercourse. The key element is the lack of consent from the victim. force or threat. Traditionally, rape required proof of force or the threat of force. However, modern statutes often focus on the lack of consent, without necessarily requiring proof of force. Consent issues. The issue of consent is central in rape cases. Factors affecting consent can include intoxication, mental incapacity, or deception. Statutory rape. Definition and elements. Statutory rape is sexual intercourse with a person who is below the legal age of consent. Unlike traditional rape, it does not require proof of force or lack of consent. Age of consent. The age of consent varies by jurisdiction, but it is generally between 16 and 18 years in the United States. The law assumes that individuals below this age cannot legally consent to sexual activities. Strict liability. Statutory rape is often a strict liability offense, meaning the defendant's knowledge or belief about the victim's age is usually irrelevant. The act itself, irrespective of consent or the perpetrator's knowledge, constitutes the offense. In conclusion, understanding the legal nuances of crimes against persons is essential for any legal practitioner. These offenses, ranging from assault and battery to kidnapping, false imprisonment, and sex offenses, represent serious infringements on personal freedom and bodily autonomy. Your ability to navigate these complex legal waters is crucial in advocating for justice, protecting rights, and upholding the rule of law. As you continue your studies, remember that each concept you master brings you closer to your goal of passing the bar and becoming an effective advocate in the legal system. Your hard work and dedication to understanding these principles are commendable and a testament to your commitment to the legal profession.